We're talking with Drew Dusky, head high school coach of about everything at Lakeside. Coach, you're going to step down after 10 years at basketball. You also stepped down last fall for football. You've got three young kids at home. Kind of talk about your reasoning, both in football and basketball, for stepping down at Lakeside after 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of a family decision to kind of step back and get a little more time at home while the kids are young. You know, I enjoyed the coaching I did in the last 13 years, and, you know, 10 being head football and 10 being head basketball. And, you know, we had some good seasons and a great group of kids that came through year in and year out, but just spent some more time at home at this point in my life. That's kind of what the priority is.
Well, Coach, you had an outstanding basketball season this last fall and this spring, going 15-7, making it sub-state in Colby, getting beat by Quinter. Had six seniors on that team. You knew you were going to be pretty good, but next thing we know, you're in the sub-state final. And kind of talk about this year's season, how started from start to end, and your thoughts on the six seniors that propelled you to 15-7 sub-state runner-up team.
Yeah, I mean, I thought going in, you know, we brought back a lot of experience from last year's team, and I wasn't sure exactly how high our ceiling was, but I thought we probably outperformed even what I thought we were going to do. You know, I thought they had a good attitude from the start, and we played some tough teams this year, but to be able to grind out 15 wins and make it to a sub-state championship game, and the game we played, that playoff game we played in Cocker against Ness City, was probably one of the best games I've ever seen from the bench. So we had a great season. Proud of the seniors. They, a lot of them have been so instrumental in how our basketball season has went the past few years. So, it's a great group of kids, to end on, for sure.
Well, Coach, you got 20 young men and women out for track at Lakeside. One particular senior, Reese Remus, is, scoring a lot of points for you and doing very, very well. Kind of talk about, first of all, the 20 kids that are out going into the NPL League track meet at, Rock Hills on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, we doubled our track numbers from last year. Last year we had, you know, 10 or a little bit under out. Now we got 20-some out, so I'm glad the numbers are up. You know, we've done well in some track meets this year. It's crazy that it's about winding down. You know, league's coming up on Thursday, and then we got regionals. But like you mentioned, Reese, you know, he's been doing well and placing in quite a few of the events he's been in. But everybody's done well this year. We got a lot of young kids out, and they're just continue to get better as long as they continue to work hard. So we're looking forward to some nice weather on Thursday, heading up to Mankato for league, and then hopefully we can perform well and head down to Wichita after regionals in Oberlin the following Thursday.
Coach, your high school math teacher and athletic director, just kind of talk us about your duties and what goes on a day-to-day basis, both with math and being athletic director.
Well, you know, math room's pretty simple. We're going through problems on the board, and kids are doing homework and trying to give them the basics of what they need when they get off into college. And then AD stuff, sending a lot of emails this time of the year, just making sure schedules are set for next year, signing contracts, things like that. A lot of busy paperwork.
Well, Coach, you spent 10 years both football and basketball at Lakeside. Football takes a lot of time in the summer with camps and weight room, and basketball takes a lot of time in the summer with summer camps and summer league. Just kind of talk about what it takes, first of all, in football and then in basketball to coach in the off season. Everybody thinks it's a 3-month season, but it really isn't.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the weight room starting, you know, sometime after Memorial weekend, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, 3 days a week, in the morning time. Some of our kids, you know, lift after hours, and that's, you know, that's okay. That's their choice, but, it's a grind. And, you know, we try to push that all through the year. Like you said, you know, the sports seasons don't just start, on the day you can start the first practice. You're starting months and months prior to that. You know, it's a grind, and you know, football is a shorter season, but it seems like it's a little bit more intense. And, you know, basketball is such a really long season that it can stress you out. I enjoyed the time I had doing it, but I'm also looking forward to a little bit of a reprieve next year.
Well, Coach, we talked a little bit about the sub-state semifinal, I believe, at Cocker City, and you played on a team, I think, in high school at Cocker City, and that was really a unique evening. And like you said, the kids played unbelievable capacity crowd. Just kind of talk about first of all the shot clock in basketball, it's coming, and then how they seeded out and played the home games, if you like that, or what you'd like to see happen in the state of Kansas.
I don't know. I don't think 1A schools need shot clock, but that's just my opinion. I think some most of our league members are in agreement with that. The Acacia has a tough job of doing what they do, so I can't really nitpick it too much. I wish they would keep and allow teams to play a home playoff game in basketball, but that's not the way they're leaning. So sometimes you just got to accept decisions and move on.
Well, Coach, if somebody wants to help out with extracurricular activities, you being the AD, how do they get a hold of you, and what do they need to do to apply?
They just need to call the school and they should be able to tell you where to get an application.
Coach, we need to talk about the Lakeside golf team going for a six-peat with Coach Corey Booker. You're coaching track, but tremendous athletes, and that's something that to be proud of. Just kind of give me a couple quotes about the Lakeside golf team.
Yeah, I mean, one this started, what, 4 or 5 years ago, and you we have good golfers. I mean, you see these kids are out practicing, they play on virtual golf sets and things like that. But every year you think, well, maybe this is the year it ends, but we've just got golfers that keep coming up and they practice and put in the time, and we've just been blessed with really good sand green teams, and hopefully that trend can continue.
Where is the state sand green at this year, Coach?
That would be Cottonwood Falls.
Yep. All right. Well, Coach, I don't know if I ever beat you in any sport, but I know you were always had the kids ready to go, very competitive, and appreciate your time, your patience with the kids, and hope you can enjoy your own family and continue to be AD and track at Lakeside for a long time, and appreciate all the time and effort you put in being a coach.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate that.
This has been John Bowden for KDNS 94.1 Z 96.3 The Lake.